The funding formula for Idaho Public Schools is entering its third year on getting an overhaul. The formula is important and it's controversial because it's what the state uses to distribute the K-12 dollars, which was more than $1.5 billion just this last year. Now, the state has not updated the funding formula since 1994. There is now a legislative interim committee looking to make adjustments to that formula. Their task is to try and rewrite the formula to better reflect more than two decades of change in the K-12 system here in Idaho, such as online learning and classroom technology. And the committee wants your input with meetings around the state. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But first, let me introduce you to my guest. She is Carrie Overhaul, president of the Idaho Education Association. Thank you so much for joining me, Carrie.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
First, Carrie, I know this is hard to explain, but the funding formula, tell me exactly, you know, what that is.
So currently, Idaho schools are funded based on average daily attendance. And so they take the best 28 weeks for a school district, the average best 28 weeks, and then they pay schools based on that amount. They then convert that amount that they determine into support units or the number of teachers that you would then have in the school to educate those students. That money then gets translated into a pot of money that gets sent to schools. Along with that, there are 20 plus line items in there that are tied to specific items. So you get a certain amount of money for reading intervention. You get a certain amount of money for technology, transportation, things like that. So you've got some amount of money that districts have flexibility with, but the majority of it is tied up into specific programs the legislature wants to see implemented within districts. And so, go ahead.
I was going to say, so what does this mean in the fact that we haven't seen a change in this funding in 24 years?
Yeah. So I think what's interesting is that most people don't understand how schools are funded. And so because they don't understand, they struggle with, well, why do you get that much money? Why can't we use our money this way? And so as a result, we've got schools that are very different than they were 25 years ago, operating under a model that they thought would work, but really doesn't work for the schools that we have today.
And one example would just be the online aspect of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are kids in classrooms that use Chromebooks every single day. Yeah. I mean, you don't see a chalkboard in a classroom anymore. Not very often.
Yeah.
It's that whiteboard and they write on it and all of that. That wasn't the case 20 years ago. So I would make the assumption that changes how money needs to be allocated.
Yeah. So instead of, there used to be a line item for textbooks. We know many of our districts aren't using textbooks, haven't paid for updated textbooks in much of this time. And so instead of giving line items to say you have to spend this much on technology or on textbooks or on this program, increased flexibility for districts to spend their money in the way that best fits for them. Currently, many of our rural districts are using online classes to supplement when they can't find a teacher or don't have enough money to hire a teacher in an area. And so allowing them the flexibility to use their dollars to pay for programs in the area that they best see fit for them.
Do districts need more money or do they need more flexibility? Or both?
I think it's both. If we look at currently at the start of the 2017-2018 year, there was $138 million in supplemental levies in over 80 districts across the state. So over 80 districts, so nearly half the districts in this state are running supplemental levies just to pay for programs. In March, we saw $358 million approved in bonds and levies, so for buildings and for programs. We know many of our districts can't survive and keep basic programs without local taxpayers adding to their tax burden to pay for it.
I'm speaking with Carrie Overhaul. She is the president of the Idaho Education Association. We're talking about public school funding. If you have a question for Carrie, please send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Do that right now if you'd like to get that answered. We'll do our best to get your question answered. So, Carrie, when we talk about this, let's go back to the bonds and to the levies, going back to the taxpayers. Is a lot of this for like new buildings? What is the money used for when districts go to taxpayers for more money?
It depends on what they go for. For a bond, it is for buildings and for building maintenance or for building of new buildings. But levies have more flexibility. They could be used for educator salaries. They could be used to pay for programs. They could be used to pay for different types of curriculum for students. And so when we look at levies specifically, that is to supplement what they're getting from the state for things that go directly to students.
And when it comes to the legislature, and they have a committee form now to they are trying to reformulate this formula.
Yes.
A, where are they in the process, and is it working?
So currently, this is the third year of this group meeting. During the summers of 2016 and 2017, the Interim Funding Formula Committee heard presentations, received research from the state, from officials on how Idaho's funded. They received reports on how other states are funded. They heard from various experts and researchers on, you know, trends in public school funding from across the nation. And so really this summer is the chance for legislators to hear from the public across Idaho, to hear from stakeholders, from teachers, from students, from parents, from community members. What do you want to see done differently with how we fund Idaho schools? And then this group that they've contracted with, ECS, is going to put together a report for the legislature to look at, to say, okay, now that you've seen what other states have done, here's what the citizens of Idaho would like to see done with theirs. And then hopefully the legislature will take those recommendations and implement them in the 2019 legislative session.
And speaking of these meetings, wanting to hear from the public, this is critical. And the legislature, this committee actually really does want that input.
Yes.
So you're holding, well, the committee is holding regional meetings, correct?
They're holding six regional meetings across the state. So two up north, two in eastern Idaho, two here in the Valley area, with the goal of getting as much public input as possible on what's working with our current funding formula, what isn't working, and what people would like to see done differently.
And the first one is tonight.
Is tonight. From 5 to 7 at the Red Lion Downtowner.
In Boise.
In Boise.
And we'll make sure we put all the other ones up on our website so that listeners can find out where they are in case you want to go. How critical is it that the public shows up for these meetings?
It's imperative. This really is the chance to provide firsthand feedback about what's happening in our schools and tell legislators, and this is what we want to see done with our public schools. You know, we can always contact legislators year round, but really this is a specific time for a specific purpose. And we know that this funding formula is going to impact the next 3 to 4 generations of students that come through Idaho's schools. And we want to ensure that public education is funded in a way that every student, regardless of where they live across the state, is taken care of.
And speaking of that, that's a critical issue, because rural districts are different than when we talk about our urban districts and their needs. And, you know, you look at lack of teachers. You talked about the fact that they have to do a lot of online learning because they don't have certain programs in place. So how critical is it that you look at the broad spectrum, not just at our most populated school districts?
For me, that's one of the most critical pieces there. We've got such diversity across this state between northern, eastern, southern Idaho, rural versus urban, different issues between border towns. And so ensuring that we get feedback from as many people as possible so that they really can hear the needs of all those diverse communities is really going to drive this work and ensure that we're meeting the needs of every district and not just our larger districts.
How much money do you think this needs? I know that's in a perfect world.
In a perfect world, you know, we're about 50% of the state budget. Public education is 50% of the state budget right now. And we're last in per pupil funding across the nation. So we spend about $6,800 per student.
But we're still last in the nation.
And we're still last across the nation. Some states spend as much as $20,000 per student to educate their students in public education. So I don't think I can put a number on it. I think we need to look at the reality of, we know Idaho's doing well economically. We know this is the time to invest in our students and in our schools. And we've got the perfect opportunity to ensure we do it right and ensure that public education is a priority for the state.
And we have more people moving in.
We do have more people moving. Idaho is growing, and we can't continue to fund it at current levels or just, you know, baseline growth levels. We have to truly invest in our schools.
And the answer cannot be, at the end of the day, just pass another bond, pass another levy. taxpayers are going to get tired of that eventually.
We know from the public and from surveys that are done that public education is the number one priority of citizens across this state. You see it in poll after poll after poll. So we know that voters want their students and their children to have access to the best, and we know that they're willing to pay for it.
What would you like to see happen in the 2019 legislative session with this?
We want to see a funding formula where there aren't winners and losers, where you're not going to take just the same pot of money that we have and just give this district a little bit more, this district a little bit less. We want to ensure increased flexibility for districts to spend money in the way that they see fit. And we want to see a true investment in our schools.
And again, the first meeting is tonight. If you are in Boise, it is at the Red Lion Downtowner, 5 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
And then there will be others around the state. We will make sure we put those up on our website. So if you are interested in attending those meetings and giving your input, that you have the opportunity to do that. I want to thank you, Carrie, for coming in today and talking to me.
Thank you very much for having me.
Carrie Overhaul, she is the president of the Idaho Education Association, talking today about the funding formula for public schools in Idaho.